devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Feels like a Friday to me, though, Dev. I'm taking off a midweeker. I'll be gone tomorrow. I'm going to end up on Thursday when I next broadcast live in La Crosse, Wisconsin, our old stomping grounds. And I'm going to do a show Thursday, Friday, and you're going to join me for 4 and 5 o'clock. We're going to do the big show, but I'll be in La Crosse, and we're going to have lots of, let's say, third congressional CD sort of attention, and hopefully some of the big U.S. senatorial candidates that like to go up against Ron Johnson, let's just say. The traitorous traitor from the state of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson.
The freaking Trump idiot, right? Who is this dude? Who is this cat from the Wisconsin Republican Party? Some executive director is like, hey, these freaking Trump idiots. And who ultimately apparently wanted or was going to be or was inclined to be one of those freaking Trump idiots?
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Now, if you don't like our fine programming, Dom, because we're going to be done at 6 o'clock on Friday night. And, of course, if you were unaware, we're going to do the special Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention coverage. I'm going to give you a little pregame show and then the live speeches Saturday night. So we're going to do it. You know, we're not unplugging from the politics. We're plugging into the politics this Saturday night. I'll be in La Crosse, but Ron Johnson will be speaking at the Election Integrity Network conference. And if you'd like to attend, you know, because who knows more about election integrity than the guy that wanted to personally deliver the fraudulent Trump elector votes to Mike Pence. Well, head on down to the Renaissance Milwaukee West Hotel.
Woohoo!
Not staying at a Holiday Inn Express.
I might be able to make that.
2600 North Mayfair Road, Wauwatosa.
Tosa, baby.
Friday's big event includes a 2 p.m. registration, 3 p.m. bonus training, poll watching in Wisconsin, 6 p.m. reception dinner with remarks by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And then they're doing it again on Saturday. I got a big event. You know, it's a whole day. But Rojo's the guest of honor, I suspect. Do you think he'll be hailed as a hero? And this whole election integrity network?
I wonder if his comments might be limited. you know, like filter through a really good effing attorney.
I don't think so. Do you know who's putting on this conference? Unless he no-shows, unless he cancels.
Cleta Mitchell. Former Foley and Lardner. They let her ass go after they found out she was involved in all this.
Well, she was talking on Ready Whitey Talk Radio, and she described it as, when I left Foley and Lardner, yeah. She apparently went on to lead many of the Trump lawsuits, unsuccessfully, as fate would have it. And now, Ready Whitey Talk Radio hostess Vicki McKenna is promoting the big event, encouraging you all to sign up and go there. I would too. You know, if you're feeling kind of frisky, go down to the Mayfair Renaissance. What is it called? I don't want to get it wrong. You know, I'd hate to misreference. Renaissance Milwaukee West Hotel, Wauwatosa.
Well, and I also don't want to get it wrong. Law firms from the ABAjournal.com, Foley and Lardner partner who has participated in a Saturday phone call. This is back in January 5th of 2021. Between President Donald Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is no longer with the firm. A quote, Cleta Mitchell has informed firm management of her decision to resign from Foley and Lardner, effective immediately. Ms. Mitchell concluded that her departure was in the firm's best interest as well as her own personal best interest. We thank her for her contributions to the firm and wish her well.
Well, she had been criminally implicated in that. She was on the phone call when Trump went looking for the 11,780 votes in Georgia. That was also featured in the testimony while she was giving her own brand of testimony, you know, on Ready Whitey Talk Radio in Madison and Milwaukee today.
That was apparently after the firm management responded on Monday to the reports. Again, this is back in 2021. They were concerned by her actions. And then she resigned apparently the next day.
Oh, more honorable speakers down here at the convention. Janelle Branchen, who heads up the Wisconsin Assembly Elections.
What?
commission.
Come on!
The same one that empowered Gableman.
You know Gableman's going to be there. They're still throwing the coup parties, man. I mean, is Gableman coming?
You know he'll be there.
I mean, he lives in Berlin. It's not that far away, dude.
The Ninja Turtles and came back really excited.
Yeah, that was Evers describing. Here's a guy who's going to vote for Ron Johnson. Let's see why. CJ, welcome back. Defend Ron Johnson.
Hey, CJ.
Howdy, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I don't think he's been charged with anything yet, has he?
Do you think he did anything wrong by engaging in
the public evidence today, CJ? It was pretty damning.
I did watch it.
Were you unbothered by it?
You know, yeah, there's some things I think if those poll workers, anybody who threatened them, should be charged.
How about a guy who conspired to overturn the peaceful transition of power and hand off fake electors to the vice president, guy that happens to serve from Wisconsin, your senator and mine, CJ, what about that guy?
And he's going to be reelected with a huge windfall. Because you guys pick and choose Bill Barr's quotes. Why don't you pick the one where he says he hasn't seen anything where Trump or anybody else will be criminally charged?
Well, that's not his decision to make. He was in the Trump camp. I'll take the next guy's word for the DOJ charges. I'll take Bill Barr's word for the BS that was the lack of evidence of fraud, CJ.
Crudy, you do play his quotes. Remember, you pick and choose where you use what he says.
I use the meaningful ones, like when he said there was no voter fraud. I quoted him on Fox News, if you'll recall, CJ. So he's unmoved. Ron Johnson can be a traitorous, treacherous bastard, and CJ still loves his guy. And he thinks other Republicans will as well, which makes you a freaking fascist, CJ.
CJ, I know.
Well, keep calling, man.
I want to hear. CJ, normally we drop you off right now, but Crudy made some pretty harsh comments about it. Please.
So why are we giving him an opportunity?
Because I want to hear what he has to say about you calling him a fascist. That's why. CJ, are you a fascist if you support Ron Johnson? And why not?
Because he hasn't been charged and proved on anything. But you talk to James Santel. Is this going to move the needle? Every day people go to the grocery store and gas station and live the big lie of your candidate, regardless what you did with Trump. We want his policies back. Gave us a secure country. Gave us
a secure country. All right, now I'm cutting you off, CJ. Sorry, Crudy. A secure country, dude. He did not give us a secure country. The activity of an insurrectionist coup against the government is the exact opposite of a secure country. Do you think Lady Ruby felt secure? Do you think Brad Raffensperger, Republican, felt secure? Do you think Rusty from Arizona felt secure, CJ? Come on, man. You know it's BS. I met you. I know you. I know you're trolling. You cannot possibly believe that. This man, nobody has done what this man has done to this country, and we're seeing it more and more every single day.
I know we try to take all callers, but really, do we have to take the coup supportive?
No, we don't.
Okay,
nobody
just checking.
Nobody did what I've done.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
You better not be coup supportive.
Well, I'll be perfectly honest, I was unsurprised when I heard the news about Ron Johnson because I just figured that's just the kind of
thing he was. I couldn't believe it, man. I was wowed.
I was not wowed at all because I think that Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald might be in on this whole thing. And the whole thing of it is, if these guys were aware that this stuff was going on, they should have been sounding the trumpet, the clarion call, saying we have to do something about this because this is wrong. This is a crime. This is a crime against the democracy. It's a crime against Wisconsin. And they did not do it. I mean,
come on, admire the fact nobody snitched.
Hey, this is how we know we're a family. No leaks, right? Isn't that what Speaker Paul Ryan said when they thought that President Trump was one of the two people in their discussion, literally getting paid by Putin?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I mean that the question I would have for Jim Santel is that all the money the Trump family has collected after leaving office because they set up all these deals while they were in office, you know, as payoff, and they get the payoff after they're out of office. Is that a violation of the Emoluments Clause, and is something that the whole damn works of them should be prosecuted for?
Mark, you're talking parking tickets, man. We got much more substantial charges to level against all these characters. A coup's a bigger deal than an Emoluments Clause violation.
Well, but the Emoluments Clause violation is the violation that can, claw back some money, then I'm okay with that, Mark. I mean, we can claw back do money all of it.
Where are we clawing back money from? Who's giving back the money?
He's got assets, man. I mean, you'll see it in the bankruptcy proceedings, yes.
Come on, man. The guy's leveraged to the gills. That guy's 5 minutes from bankruptcy. He's got no money. It's a charade.
A charade or a charade? Come on, man. He has the assets. He is leveraged to the gills, but he has assets. I mean, I know.
You know what they say? You know they say it's a base or it's a boss. The Trump holdings,
tomato,
it's a base,
potato.
Man. It's a base.
Come
That's
on, man.
What I'm telling
listen,
you.
Listen, Trump's got money, right? And I mean, Trump's entire personality is in his persona and everything he does. And actually, all the idol worship and cult leadership that he gives it is because of the money. If Trump was just some crazy old orange man standing on a soapbox in downtown Milwaukee, he would be ignored. But the man has the money, and the Republicans are so desperate to serve those with the money. That's how they're trained. That's how they do it. I mean, they're susceptible.
Money
to this,
makes
man.
Right.
Well,
if that guy's richer than me, he must be better than me. Because
absolutely,
God
isn't
has
that some of the Christian nationalists be? If you are blessed by God, you are very rich. Therefore, those who are very rich are blessed by God. Yes, that's part of their thing.
You don't even have to be very rich. You just got to make the claim.
But I guess that's the point, man. He's got some money. And if I don't think that the parking tickets is, the Emoluments Clause. I mean, come on, man. Jared Kushner getting $2 billion from the Saudis, for investments and something that he doesn't really do. I mean, come on, man. That reeks like all this other stuff reeks. And if it reeks, you got to go clean it up. And we have the capabilities, we have the faculties, and we have the United States Treasury to go after and make sure that, punk rich guys like Donald Trump, you do not have more money than the United States government. You do not have more resources than we, the people. And when we see this so very evident across all platforms and everything they touch, you're damn right you better go after the parking tickets.
Well, Saudi Arabia might have more money than we do.
Don't even get me going on Hacksaw over there. Come on, man. And Biden, too, because he's going, apparently.
Trucker Dean, welcome to the big show, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Trucker Dean.
How you guys doing?
Good,
man. We alternate being fired up, depending on who's talking.
Happy and mad.
I'd like to give Trump one more asset. We'll just take a prison, put big golden letters above the door that says Trump, he'll walk right in. He'll walk right in, think it's his.
Do you think his followers will stick money in the commentary account?
Yes,
so
I
you get
do.
Some toothpaste and some ramen noodles?
Send money for cigarettes, Trucker Dean.
I think so. I think that'd be the way to go. So, you guys have a good day.
Thank you,
All
Dean.
Right, thanks, man. Appreciate it, dude.
You know what? We'll take some more calls on the other side of this brief commercial break. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's frustrating, but it's funny, but it's frustrating, and you want to kill somebody. Would that make us as bad as the coup-plotting insurrectionists?
And we're not that bad.
No, so we'll just rhetorically kick your ass. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Don't cross me, man. Or Dom, because, alternatively, we're both a little hangry. You might be a little boozy. I can't tell what you're drinking over there.
It's coffee cup.
I can tell you this. It's 81 degrees in my studio.
Ooh.
This devil radio thing, it's a little too close to hell here for my taste. By the time the air conditioner kicks in, I'll be done. Come back, more devils.
We're a very compassionate society, and government's role is to help people that can't help themselves or help people.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.